Yep, tough day, no doubt about it. I think, as you would have seen, we tried everything. I think I tried just about everyone for a few overs there, and some unorthodox fields. So unfortunately, we couldn't take as many wickets as we would have liked. I think we probably missed a few chances once again, though, which is disappointing. Our bowlers certainly tried everything. They fought hard. I was certainly by the end of the day, I didn't have too many ideas left. I think I tried everything. I tried guys in, like I say, extremely unorthodox positions to try and make something happen. But unfortunately, like I say, we didn't get as many wickets as we would have liked. It seemed like that was the only way. That was where the ball was going at the time. So I tried a fielder there. I think the selectors assessed the conditions and thought this was the best 11 to help us win the Test match. Obviously, Maxi coming in gives us bat, bowl, field. He's that all-round package. And selectors went with Starkey as the third fast bowler rather than Stephen O'Keefe, the left-arm orthodox. And like I say, I think the guys certainly, they tried everything today. They fought their backside off, but unfortunately we couldn't take as many wickets as we would have liked. Like I say, I think the selectors went with what they feel is the best 11 to help us win this Test match. I support their decision. Like I say, it's always tough to work out what you think the best 11 is going to be on a wicket that you know is going to be quite slow and hard to take 20 wickets. So we're giving ourselves every opportunity by, I guess, the amount of guys that can bowl in our team.
And you'll bat plan at 3?
Maxi will bat at 3, yes. Yeah, I guess you'd like everyone to be able to bowl. I think I tried a few left-arm orthos. Smitty tried a couple of overs. There wasn't much spin there today, to be honest. Lino got a couple of balls to spin, but, yeah, I think as the game goes on, as the wicket deteriorates, there'll be more spin, but there wasn't much spin there, unfortunately, today, so I don't think it would have mattered. Yep, completely my call. Yep. I think Maxi's a real positive player. I think he plays spin pretty well. I think you'll find that, like Pakistan did in the first innings, they'll bowl spin. If it doesn't open the bowling, it'll be on very early anyway. So I think batting at number 3 in these conditions is more like batting in the middle order, considering what the wicket's like. I think you've probably got 2 overs with a brand new ball that may swing, and then we all become middle order players. So... that's probably my reason for that. I think if we're playing in different conditions in Australia or in a different part of the world, I think my decision would have been different. But, I had a good chat to Hads yesterday, and the selectors gave me that 11. We both felt that, that's best for our team. What can you do? Unfortunately, I can't control that. So if the coin had 2 tails, I would have won the toss. But unfortunately, that's not the case. So... yeah, look, I think, and I said before, I don't think the toss of the coin should dictate the result of the game. We're going to have an opportunity to bat on the wicket when it's still going to be pretty good as well. So, well, hopefully anyway, a few more wickets first. But, you can't control that. We played in India not too long ago and we won every toss there and lost that series. So the toss of the coin shouldn't dictate, whether you win or lose the game. Yeah, it's obviously going to be tougher than if they'll all out for 150. There's no doubt about that. But I think when we get the opportunity to bat, we've got to take that out of our mind. I think we've got to play the way we've spoken about playing in these conditions, how we play our best cricket, play with really good intent, nice and positive. And, I still think there's a long way to go in this game, that's for sure. No, we actually made a decision that Steve Smith was going to field there before the start of the game, no matter what 11 I was given. Smitty's one of our best fielders, and we know how important that position is. So he's been working exceptionally hard in that position. So we're going to make that change anyway. So, yeah, I don't think it mattered whether Duels was there or not in regards to fielding. No reason at all. I was bowling at the time, so I wanted to be in the field. To make sure that, obviously slip, you've got to be concentrating the whole time and be nice and sharp. Again, Davey's a very good fielder and taking some wonderful catches for us. So I mightn't have even got to it. I think you know the answer to that, Pete. Yeah, look, it's obviously a tough day. I guess as captain of the team, it's always been my responsibility and to make sure I am standing tall when things don't go to plan. I think... I see myself accountable as captain. I don't think I can... I've never been one to blame other people. I think I've got to find a way to you know, to put fielders in better positions to take wickets, to bowl bowlers at different situations to take wickets. And unfortunately, I haven't been able to do that, certainly today. And there was a period throughout the first test that I wasn't able to do that. So I'm the one accountable, I'm the one responsible, and hence why I sit here today. I think so. I think the wicket's going to be at its best whenever we get the opportunity to bat first. There's no doubt about that. And then I think as the game goes on, the wicket will deteriorate a little bit more. It's the type of wicket I think you've got to bat for long periods to make runs as well, though. So, yeah, first and foremost, we've got to take some more wickets. And then when we get the opportunity to bat in our first innings, we've got to make it a big one, make it count.